From deep inside the Death Star, I'm Chad Beter.
And I'm Andrew Richards.
I'm Wade Mesha.
We've got Wade here from out of town, actually, right?
I am.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm from a distant land known as Charlotte, North Carolina.
Right on, yeah. Right on. Out at our support site out there.
That's right. I live near there.
Great.
Yeah. I'm a primary field engineer out there, so I do a little travel, but I work out of the office here as well.
Right on. We've had another guy on previously who was a PFE. I forget his name, but yeah. Did a little
good guy, I'm sure.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, yeah. We talked about his gig and everything. People can go watch that.
Yeah, all the MV stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
For the life of me. Steve Thomas.
Oh, God. Andrew saves the day. Andrew saves the day.
Sorry, Steve.
Yeah, sorry about that, Steve. It's been a long day for us. Andrew says he's been up since 6 a.m. So, all right. So you're here to talk about a tool of yours called Debug Diag.
I am, although it's not mine. I'm one of the developers.
One of the, well.
There are many.
For purposes of the show today, it's yours.
It's all you.
That's right.
I'll take it for the day. How's that? It
sounds good. Sounds good. So what's it all about, Debug Diag?
Yeah. Well, so Debug Diag is it's a debugger, just proc dump, Visual Studio. It's on the same native debugger engine DLLs. And on top of that, there's an API, there's a user interface, there's a service, it's scriptable, it's pluggable. So there's this kind of framework built on top of the debugger engine. And it's all really geared at making, streamlining a lot of the common support scenarios that we have. You know, this app is crashing sometimes, or it's taking too long, or just to simplify that process, and then also to simplify the analysis. Once we get the dumps, then what? We got to upload it to Microsoft and wait for that, or can we just get a report and email a file or get the answer straight away? So in a nutshell, that's what we're talking about.
It's really a UI-driven approach to crash and hang analysis and everything else in between, right?
It is, although as we'll see probably in the later episodes, you can use the command line, you can use Xcopy. So, kind of does it all.
Cool. Different ways. So where do we get it?
So you go to debugdiag.com. I will show you.
All right.
And all that is a redirect. So if you want to go to debugdiag, if you want to be able to type debugdiag, okay, mm-hmm. Let's try that again. Debugdiag.com.
Debug.
Debug diag.
One more time.
Debug diag.
I'm surprised. Somebody should snap that one up.
There we go. So debugdiag.com will redirect you always to the latest download. All right.
Great.
So right now, this is on our download center right now. It's version 2, update 1. And in a few weeks, hopefully update 2. And
so how often do you have updates?
It's a fantastic question. I can say that version 2 was about a year ago. Mm. Update 1 was several months ago. So I think, you know, we're trying to hit quarterly, but, you know.
So every quarter or half a year?
People see this show, we'll have update 2 out. So go and check, see if update 2 is out right now. All right, so you download it there. So sounds like it's a pretty straightforward thing.
So is it XE, MSI? What's
yeah, so I won't install it here, but when you download, it's an MSI installation. And you can just next finish and install. So it'll install into your program files. I don't think I have the MSI installed, so I won't show you the tile. You got a couple tiles, a couple shortcuts and everything. But it's going to install right here under Program Files, Debug Diag.
Mm-hmm. So 64-bit on 64-bit.
Yeah, there's a whole story here with the architecture and everything. We have two downloads. There's 64 and 32-bit. On the 64-bit platform, we cover both 32-bit and 64-bit. We have the support DLLs there mm-hmm. to attach to 32-bit processes. But the installer would block. If you make the wrong choice, the installer will tell you, hey, you need the other platform. So
great.
Can't go wrong.
Cool.
Sweet. So once you go out and install, what do you do?
All right. Well, I have a couple of demos. Do you want to see some demos?
Let's see some
demos. Demos are always good.
Everybody likes demos.
We love demos.
Okay. So let's take a common scenario that everybody's familiar with in the proc dump world as well. I have an application. It's not behaving right. Not really sure what's going on. I think maybe there's some exceptions. I want to get more information. Okay. So let me show you my application. This is a masterpiece of engineering here. It's called exceptions.exe.
Mm.
All right. And so this app just lets me throw various exceptions, okay? Mm-hmm. So as I use the application.
So what type of app is it? Is it CLR? Is it native?
This one is a CLR application. This is a .NET 4.0 application.
Yep.
But you know the tool can support native apps as well. Yep.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
So fire something.
Yeah, so we're doing some work. We're getting some errors. I'm not really sure what's happening. If it weren't for this logging, I probably wouldn't have a whole lot of visibility, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if you want to use Debug Diag to troubleshoot this, in procdump you would you attach to the process, right?
Yep.
Command line attach. In Debug Diag, you're going to run this this program right here called the collection. Okay. So we have collection and analysis and a few different binaries, but the debugdiag.collection.exe is what you want. All right, and this runs elevated, so you get a prompt. So what we're going to do, let me delete this. When you first open the application, you're going to see a screen just like this, saying, what do you want to do? And I think in later episodes, we'll kind of go through more details, so let me just kind of show you the steps for this case. In this case, we want a crash rule, so I'm going to pick next. And I want to target a specific process. I don't want to target all my IIS applications or anything like that. So we're just going to pick a specific process. And I'll find exceptions.exe in the list. There you go. And there's a whole lot I could configure here. But let me just get it attached and see what we see. So next, finish. All right. So it tells me that the rule is active. Mm-hmm. And a lot of stuff has happened with a service and a debugger and all that we'll get into later. But let's just see what does that do for us. Okay. So now I'll use the app, I'll throw a few more exceptions. And where can I go to look? So on the toolbar here there's this little folder that points you to the logs directory. So everything is getting directed to a log. And you could of course change that, but by default it's gonna be here. So I've got a folder right now that says the crash rule for all my exceptions.exe. All right, and let's see what's in there. Absolutely nothing. All right, let's try this again. Fantastic.
Is it because you didn't start the application?
No, it's because I'm looking in the
wrong folder.
So I don't run this out of program files. I have a developer build here, so. Let me try that one more time.
Right. But on your own system, you'd find it there.
That's exactly right. All right. So I will go. I will go to the right place. Here's what I'm going to do to make it a little more coherent. Okay. So I had this running at a different place. You can see it's showing me the same rule. Mm. That's got indication that there's a service there. There's some kind of central brain to all this, right? All right, now I'm in the right place with the logs. All right, first crisis avoided.
Right. Bit of troubleshooting yourself.
You would not find this on your own if you just download this.
It's the way it goes with demos, right?
Right, right.
Okay, so now here I am. I've got a bunch of old stuff from earlier. But here's the most recent log that you would see. Okay, and when you open this up, it tells you, this is kind of like a debug, typical debug type log, right? Like here's all the modules, threads are being created, et cetera, et cetera. And here's what you probably would expect to see with something like procdump, right? A listing of the exceptions.
Mm-hmm. Or perfew, which we went through last eight episodes.
Yeah, we've been talking about that too.
Yep.
Okay, so there's a debugger attached, and we're getting some visibility now into what's happening. And you know, maybe this is good enough. Maybe not. Mm-hmm. Probably not. Okay. So let's say, you know, I see this is common, right? There's exceptions kind of fly all over the place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exceptions should
especially in .NET.
They should be exception.
They should be exceptional, but
right.
they tend not to be, yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
It tends to be too much flow control.
But maybe one of these is exceptional. Maybe I know the foo exception is what I'm interested in, right?
Yep.
And I don't really have enough information here, so let's get a dump file.
So in real world, it's more things like you know, web exception and TCP exception, all these real things that show, hey, I can't resolve a DNS name. I can't connect to a socket. I can't open a manifest or you know, start an assembly or something.
That's right.
Much more real than something fake like that.
And something we'll hopefully get to later, take web exception, for example. That's pretty generic, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So one feature I hope we'll get to see is you can target just specific types of web exceptions. You know, if the description has such and such in the text, that's a common ask. I need the 401 or the 404, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so we're getting a little bit of information. We need more. So what I'm going to do, I'll just go back to my rule, and I'll pick one of these options here. Let's get a dump file. So there's several triggers that you can configure, and I'm going to pick the one for exceptions. So I'll add an exception here, and you can see there's a long list. These are all the kind of named exceptions, you know, that you would have in
the well-knowns,
like the SXE commands, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I will pick .NET 4. And I could just use that and dump on all the .NET exceptions if I wanted to. I could also type this in, which I'll do. So I'll do the exceptions. Check my typing, please. Foo exception. Okay. And right here is what I was mentioning before. If I cared about the message, I could do that.
Yep. Can you use wildcards or anything in that, or does it have to be specific?
No, this one is not a wildcard.
Okay.
It tells you in the verbiage there.
Includes.
Right. So the next one is includes. This one is equals.
Gotcha.
Case sensitive.
So it's called like asterisks, foo asterisks.
That's true for the message.
Yeah. The message.
But for the type, it's a literal.
Yep. Literals.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that. I think with proc dump, you do have the wild
card. It's
an
inferred asterisk on either end of it.
Right.
Always. Yeah.
Yeah. There's pros and cons, because then if you need an exact match, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what I want to target. Now, what do I want to do? I want to get a dump file. So I can see there's a few options here, and I'll just pick full dump, okay? And we'll go with that.
And there's a limit of one, so you only want.
That's right. In this case, yeah. I mean, I could set it to zero. It would be infinite, or 10, or whatever.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. So let's see what we get. All right. So next finish.
That's modified the rule.
It has modified the rule.
So it's active straight away. There's no.
It should be, but I'm on a developer machine, so there's an issue that you won't have. So I'm going to reload the rule. Okay. All right. So I'll deactivate it and activate it. The other option, you know, I could have just restarted the process, but yeah, the service is always there, and the UI talks to the service, and when you modify a rule, it pokes to the debugger, and so it all just works if you're not me. So. All right, so now let's see. All right, so I've pressed the button for a foo exception, and you see it took a few seconds because it was right in the dump file.
And I saw one pop up back there.
In your Explorer window.
61 megabytes in your Explorer.
There we go.
Window.
Okay, so we got a dump. And it tells us, you know, the name of the dump. And this is all pretty standard stuff so far, right? All right. So now where we take a detour is I can just analyze that data in debug diag and see a report, so I don't have to know how to open it in WinDBG. So let's take a look what that looks like. Okay. Now for you, when you install, if you don't have WinDBG configured or anything else associated with your dump files, you'll just be able to double click on the dump file and it'll run it.
So debug diag will install itself as the default extension
that's
provider
right.
for
that's
DMP.
Right. For that's right. DMP. And you'll have some shell options here to do different types of analysis. But let's see. So this is the other main component is the analysis component. All right.
Then that executable is called debug diag dot analysis, or
exactly right. Yeah, we used to have it all in one spot, but we're kind of taking a phased approach to migrating this. This is a WPF application here, and we've converted a lot of this stuff to .NET. So we're kind of in this hybrid mode right now where we have, you know, two processes.
So it's kind of like Windows Performance Toolkit, where you use Windows Performance Recorder to get the data, and then Windows Performance Analyzer to crunch it.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Cool. Okay.
So you want to see?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
All right. So you'll see here there's a list of, we call these analysis rules. All right. And the one on the top is the default. Just give me tell me what's in the dump, okay? And then there's other analyzers that are kind of more specific. You see performance and memory and SharePoint. And, so there's some more specific things, but the main one that you're going to want to run to see what's in the dump, is there a hang, is there exception, crash hang analysis. So we'll run that, and we will get the data file. I will.
So when you open debug analysis, you choose the dump file. Is that correct?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You basically, well, here's what you're telling it. You're telling it, what analysis do I want to run? So yeah. there's the checkboxes. And then what dumps do I want to run it against?
Yep.
So then you browse for the dumps. So you can take, 20 dumps, 5 rules, get one big report if that's how you want to do it. Okay. All right, so here we go.
So when you run it from the context menu, it automatically adds the first data file to the collection?
That's right, just the one.
You just one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Most scenarios, you're just doing one dump.
Yeah,
but if we get to the perf scenario in later episodes, we'll look at taking multiple dumps and kind of doing deltas and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Hopefully that was the right dump. You can see now, actually, it's giving me some information about the dump, too, which is kind of interesting, right? It tells me there's .NET loaded, 64-bit. It would tell me, also telling me there's an exception in it. So this is sometimes a nice way to cheat and just throw 20 dumps in there and see what you got. Sometimes somebody sends you a bunch to analyze. That's a nice little trick. All right.
So you can customize the columns in that view at the bottom?
No.
That's just how I got it.
No, that's just, that's what you get.
That's what you get.
Mm-hmm. All right. So outcomes the analysis report. And this is actually our new reports that's going to come out in update 2. So yours might have a little different styling, but it's the same type of stuff in here.
Yep.
Okay. All right. High level in the report, we've got the results summary up at the top. We've got the details in the middle, and then the analysis summary down the bottom. Like what kind of analysis did we run?
Yep.
Okay.
How did you make those conclusions? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what drove those conclusions? The way of saying it.
So this case is pretty straightforward, right? This is just an exception.
Yep.
So what the dump is telling us is, here's your exception. It's a foo exception. Here's your message. Here's the method where it happened. Here's the vendor that you want to follow up with. Okay. And also giving me the call stack. I got the native stack. I've got the CLR stack. Yeah, this one actually feathers it all together for you. If you notice in here, it's got the native and the managed together, mm-hmm. which out in the we're used to that internally, right? But out in the external world, that's hard to come by. So
yeah.
Debug Diag does that for you as well.
Cool.
Nice.
Okay. So that's the mad rush through what I might do with an exception scenario. We targeted the application. We made our rule. We got our dump. We got a report, and I didn't see a single hex digit. I didn't call a support engineer. I've got the information here. I can give either to my developer or the vendors or.
In fact, you didn't even type a command.
That's true.
Yeah, I did
type in the name of the exception.
That's true.
But
that could be copy paste.
That's right. So now let me show you something else. Maybe you need a dump sometimes. Sometimes you got to get in, got to see the args. Right, but if all I wanted was this level of information, check this out. Let me go back to the log here, okay, and hopefully pick the right one. So this is the log we looked at, where see how it was giving us the details ID. Every time there's an exception, it's spewing that out. But what it's also doing behind the scenes is aggregating all this stuff. So whenever it makes a dump, or you stop the rule, or when it's a good time to make a summary. You get a summary at the end, so you get a listing of all the different exceptions that you had and sorted, and you get details for like a sampling of those. So I can see right here, I've got my stacks, I've got my messages, and all I would have had to do is just next finish, and have it attach, and then check the log. So for a lot of scenarios,
that's all you need.
Very cool.
Cool.
All right. So should we cut it off there for this week and come back?
Why not?
Yeah. All right.
Sure.
So that's our show for this week, and we'll be back next time with a little bit more on Debug Diag with Wade Mesha. As always, if you have comments or questions, put them in the show notes down below or email us at defragtools@microsoft.com, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye. Bye-bye.